Pulse 1. I'll have the weather for you after this message. And that's WNEW News, up to the minute. Frank Sapota reporting for Winston Cigarettes. Next news at 12 midnight. Now again, Fred Robbins.
Back in the nest with our guest, Louis Armstrong, who has the number one record in the country as of today, Hello Dolly. My man pops at 25 minutes before 12. Louis, we were talking about Jack Teagarden before. What was there about him?
Jack was a man with a beautiful soul. He loved everybody. Everybody loved Jack because he was always a soft-spoken fella and played so beautiful and always ready to blow on with you and sit in with you.
Yeah.
And he always had a kind word for everybody.
You were great together. There was such a wonderful rapport between you.
Yes. There's so much I could say about Jack. And the life we lived together, you know, in music. We used to do a rocking chair together.
Yeah.
We get a many laughs for it.
Marvelous.
Yeah.
Remember that town hall concert we did?
That's what I was fixing to talk about. I was there the other night, and I could look right on that stage and see Jack.
Yeah. You traveled all over the world with him, didn't you?
Yeah, we went everywhere. Tough man.
Marvelous illustration of democracy of music in action. Here's a man who was from the South, you know, southerner, Texas guy, and yet he loved you, boy, like a brother, you know?
Yeah.
And if this isn't a great example of what a marvelous democratic thing music is, you know, Pop?
That's right. We went everywhere together, and we never had a hard word or nothing. We didn't even worry about the color or nothing. He was so relaxed to work with, you know?
This proves how music is such a great equalizer.
That's right. And I mean, in the early days, we did this when those things wasn't happening. Jack and I were busting those down barriers, hitting the south there, and just coming all over. All through New Orleans, Texas.
Have you noticed the good that's happened through not only your efforts, but through people who normally would be prejudiced people, liking the music and therefore having to like the artist, or at least get to know the artist, where before they were just ignorant? The whole thing is ignorance, you know. At least the music lets them get to know somebody, and then they realize how wrong their ignorance is.
Well, I'd say it was so early in those days, people just didn't understand what it was supposed to be. And you just like anything else, you grow on, you know. You had to teach them to realize what we were doing, you know. And it wasn't no hard thing to do because everybody latched on to us. We was invited out to homes and everything together. All kind of pictures every time I go on the road now. The people with albums showing us pictures of Jack and I and Big Sid and the All-Stars, you know.
I guess more than all of the laws and the actions of people, probably music has had more to do with better race relations through the years, hadn't it, Pops?
It's done a lot, even the tour we made, you know, all over the world. It did wonderful, I think.
Are you pleased with the progress of race relations in this country?
I think so. 20 years ago was altogether different. Oh, everything's jumping wonderful now.
What about the big troubles they're having in the South still, with kids not being allowed to go to school and so forth?
Yeah, but the trouble don't last long, you know. They have it out and straighten it out. Just think the time they wasn't doing nothing about it.
Yeah. But you are pleased the way it's happening.
I think it's come along wonderful, yeah. I think we have the greatest country in the world. The Negro can't appreciate this country until they go other places and they can realize the opportunities they have here.
Despite their handicaps.
They do get here. They're doing all right. That's all I can tell you. That's where I feel. Because I can see it from the early days up to now, you know. The difference. It's a big difference. And we're doing all right.
Ambassador Satch, we ought to have something from that album.
Yeah, well, we used to blow that Royal Garden Blues on down. Good. I like that.
Thank you.
Garden Blues from the Ambassador Satch album. This is Satchmo talking to you from Fred Robin's Nest.
Oh, wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick?
Hold everything. Hold it. From the U.S. Auto Club, here are the big results of the Mobile Economy Run. Three big wins for Buick. The Buick V6 Special and the V8 Special with classes C for intermediate sixes and D for intermediate size eights, getting 25.3 and 23.7 miles per gallon, respectively. And in class C, I make it class G for the full-size eights, it's Buick LeSabre, topping all the others with 21.3 miles per gallon. Now, although you probably won't get the mileage expert drivers do in their finely tuned production cars, you're bound to come close. Give it a try. You'll see why we say...
Oh, wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick? A Buick? Oh, wouldn't you really rather have a Buick than any other kind of car?
Hello, Satchmo, the big hit record maker. Pops, talking about Ambassador Satch, you know, you've been all over the world now. How much good has this music of ours done in these other countries where our artists are appreciated so much more than they are here? Whereas, you know, you're treated as a god and a king and the people at the airport, you know.
Well, the way I look at it, it was here that caused them people to do all the raving, because we started our music here and they sent it over there. So we go over there and we get recognition and praise and things. But you got to give this country credit, because this is where we started it. You understand? Yeah. So we go all through the Africa, the jungles, and everywhere else. There's Satchmo's records, yeah, which I appreciated. Satchmo down to Leopoldville and everywhere. Stop fighting and everything. But you must realize it all started here.
Yeah.
And then it went down there. So this country should have the credit.
You think you make a trip to Russia?
I hope so. Well, I miss Russia. Remember the time I took sick in Spoleto,
right, yes,
on my way down there with Ed Sullivan there, and I missed it. But we're still bootlegging my records over there, you know, right after that.
Benny Goodman had a fabulous experience there.
Yeah, I saw that movie of his. It was a very wonderful trip.
Yeah, that's one place that I'd be very excited to see the reaction, you know, because they know you're there for sure.
Well, there'll be days, and, you know, I always look forward to things like that, you know. Can't do it all in one day.
No.
There'll be times.
You realize now that with Hello Dolly, you got there's a whole new thing in Europe too?
Sure, they probably have it in Russia too. Who knows?
It's an amazing thing what a hit record can do for an artist. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, one record.
One record. Fantastic.
That's all these kids want is one hit record and they're gone.
Yeah. How long did it take to make the record? Just one take, I bet, huh?
Yeah, it's a few hours. We sit around, you know, to make the two records, you know, went out and got some coffee and sandwiches and went on back again. Made a couple of takes on each record, no problem.
You're at the very peak of your careers, you know. These little hang-ups that you have from time to time, whether it's a cold or a little phlebitis in the leg, you know, it's all part of it, you know, but...
It's all life.
You're blowing better than ever. Yeah. How do you look at yourself? What kind of attitude do you have towards your work and your art right now?
Just feel good. Thank God I'm still alive and blowing, and fans still enjoying me, and I'm enjoying my public.
Is it as much a kick for you?
Yeah, no? Sure. It's my life, music, and then on. You know?
But you never get tired of it?
Well, you can't get tired of it. It's all you've been doing all your life, you know, something you've been doing all your life. And kind of look forward to it, you know. That's why I was glad to know that I could walk, you know, from that Levitis or whatever it was, and come back home and warm up every day, you know.
You still warming up with Cavalry Rusticana?
Well, I'll play anything, you know, and get them chops together.
Is it more difficult for you to play now as time goes on?
Every day you play a little, you build up the embouchure.
And when you put that embouchure on that horn, Pops, it sounds like this, huh?
Thank you.
perhaps one of the great things about your adult life, I would say, because it hasn't really been that long, is this marvelous wife of yours, Lucille.
Yeah, she's too much, isn't she?
She's great.
Sharp, good-looking gal.
Yeah. She takes pretty good care of you,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, she cooks good, you know?
She watches after
yeah.
you.
Yeah. When I first met her, you know, it was first meal she cooked was some red beans and rice.
You've been signing your letters, red beans and rice are yours ever since.
Yeah, she can really bung a while. Yeah.
Was it love at first sight when you met Lucille?
Well, love at first bite or something, wasn't it?
She loves to go to Europe, Pops.
Yeah, she can really fix me up then.
She told me about the time that you think you had an audience with the Pope, right, yeah. Lucille?
Oh, yeah. You remember that time? That's Pope Pius.
Did he know you?
Yeah, he spoke all kind of language, he spoke on all subjects, you know, and he was very happy to know that the Italian people understood and enjoyed my music, you know, and everything.
Had he heard your music?
Well, I don't think he heard it, no, but he heard of it, and yes, we had children and everything, you know, Lou.
That must have been one of the highlights of your life.
Yeah, I gave him a couple of packs. Did I give him a couple of packs of Swiss Chris?
That's beautiful.
<Yeah. laughs>
Swiss Chris goes to everybody.
He was a very cute fellow, yeah.
Yeah. Gee whiz, that's some memory. Well, what would be other highlights, Pops, besides meeting royalty and Pope Pius and so forth?
It's always good to run into old fans and old friends. I ran into a little cat that I was with school with in New Orleans. I hadn't seen him in years and years. And he turned the corner and I run right into him. He said, "Man, ain't you dead yet?" I said, "No, man." Boy, we went up there in one of them little bars there. And we had a ball. We're so glad to see each other.
Yeah. No, that's typical of the humor. Ain't you dead yet?
Yeah.
Listen, you're a firecracker, baby. I mean, you're only going to be 64 years old come July 4th, Pops. Like, that's a young man.
Just like a good car, you got to be repaired sometime.
That's it. Like fine wine, you know.
Put in new parts and different things.
Yeah. Fine wine gets better.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to be all right now.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you play better than ever.
A few new gears and spark plugs and things.
And a couple of new tail fins.
Yeah.
You know, Louis, one of the most lovable, wonderful things about you is that you are such an institution, such a legend, you know, so loved all over the world, and yet you have kept this humility and modesty, and I wonder where that comes from. And I've known you for 20 years. You've always been the same.
I say, what's my line? What's my life? That's my life. I like people, and you can tell by all the fan mail I receive, big box full of it, you know. And I like people and they like me. And I'd do the same thing if somebody would get ill or something, you know. Like some fella died and we made an agreement to sing at one other's funeral. Well, I couldn't go on account of my leg, but that's what actually happened. But that's what I was going to do. He wanted me to sing Old Rugged Cross.
The Old Rugged Cross.
Yeah, and I'd have been there, you know. It's like a family reunion or something, you know. I never lose my public. The public.
You never lost your head either, Pops, you know.
Unnecessary. I'm happily with Lucille here. We look comfortable home and we enjoy the normal things. I mean, nothing to get hated over, you know. I can't see that and I don't feel it that way. I mean, I just want to go up in Harlem and see what the cats are doing is to go downtown, you know.
Yeah.
If I go up there, you know we're going to have a grand time.
Yeah, but you've always remained the same, Pops.
Yeah, that's right. So.
That's such a great quality.
Yes.
I think people know that, you know.
So.
They look on Louis Armstrong not only as a great artist, I think, but as a very lovable person.
I love everybody, man.
Yeah, it comes from the music.
Yeah, you know it comes from music and from the horn.
Let's have a sample of that horn again right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Pops, what do you do when you're not working, when you got spare time? How do you spend your time here at the house?
I warm up every day and watch television. Probably we go out and catch a show. Might go up on the avenue and hang out with the cats, talk loud, you know. Something, you know. They don't have that many days off, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't just rip and run or nothing, because with a week off, you know, before you can realize it, half of it's gone anyway, you know.
Who are your close friends?
Well, you got to put Mr. Glazer first. Because he's proven a good friend of mine.
Oh, boy.
As well as my boss.
All through the years?
Yeah. Well, you mean outside of Lucille, quite
sure.
Naturally. Well, you wouldn't call her a friend. You'd call her it.
Do you have a lot of friends that you have over the house and stuff?
At times, you know, like my birthday, Dizzy and all the cats, musicians and things come out and pay respect, and we get out in the yard and cook up some barbecue ribs and things and tell a lot of jokes.
I remember the last birthday when I was here a few years ago, and the kids from the street came running in just to wish you happy birthday.
That's right. They do that now. See, and I've seen a lot of kids grow up, get married right here in this block.
I bet you sorry you never had kids of your own, aren't you, Pops?
Yes. But we like to say, like, what did I tell the folk? Keep wailing, eh?
Keep wailing. Still trying, huh, baby?
Yeah, we ain't always, pardon me. Like the old saying, life lasts, luck bound to change, you know? So you never can tell. But we're happy, you know. We was going to adopt a couple of kids in Africa, but it took too long. We didn't have the time to stay. You know, we had to keep traveling and enough could get together on it. But we picked out two cute little kids we was going to bring home. Yeah. They was willing, you know, but so many papers and things, and we couldn't get together on it.
You're a big kid yourself,
oh,
you know.
Oh, well, yeah. And I'm happy. We got a lot of godchildren, so we around a lot of kids, and her little niece has three, and another niece have one, and they all get in here sometime. It's just like one big family in this living room, you know.
How'd you meet this little girl over here, Lucille?
Well, you remember, we was working in the cotton club together in 1938, yeah. And I used to wait for her at that back door. I said, it's raining out there, you will come over right up town with me.
Yeah, well, you bought Pops, and you sure made a good choice, I'm telling you.
And I used to sit around and talk with her mother, and her sister just left here, you know, and brothers. And I turned out to be one of the family, you know.
Yeah. We had a wonderful chat with you this evening, Louie. So I got to find out what you want for yourself.
Well, health, happiness, and love. I'm having that, and still have my public with me. And those are the nice things. I mean, I have everything else. I just want everybody to stay happy and know that I love them.
As they love you.
Yeah, so that's it.
And now this is a third stage rocket of this enormous, unbelievable Louis Armstrong career with Hello, Dolly, as the third stage rocket, starting it all over again.
Okay.
New generation, huh?
Okay, Papa.
May there be many more, Pops.
Many more, I hope. Me too. And thanks to everybody for enjoying Hello, Dolly.
I feel the room swaying, but the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas. Golly, never go away, fellas.
Yeah, that's Pops, Louis Armstrong. And this very night, we found out that Hello, Dolly is number one in the country, all over the country, a record miracle, the record miracle of the last 10 years. We are delighted. Been a great night in the nest. I hope you enjoyed it, and we thank you for the use of the ears. Farley Granger, Carol Lindley, Julie London, Bobby Troop, and Louis Armstrong. And next week, Pat Collins, the hip hypnotist, Federico Fellini, Peggy Lee, and Charlton Heston, all guests in Robin's Nest. Till next Sunday, have a wonderful week. And this is FR wishing you blue skies, green lights, and God love you from everybody at WNEW, AM and FM in New York.
Here's the official weather forecast for New York and vicinity. Overnight, cloudy with rain and fog, low in the 40s. During the day, cloudy, cool, high in the 50s. The humidity at 12 midnight, 93%, winds from the east at 6 miles an hour, and the temperature 47 degrees.